yesterday.
Yeah, it's we was crossing it.
Aloha, everybody. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPRN Radio. And this is September 22nd, 2017. Tonight, we're going to do a lot of light work, guys. I have a lot of things lined up. And, you know, I'm hoping tonight that there'll be a little bit more participation on your end, because we're going to do some chanting as long, you know, as well as light work. So, boy, I don't know about you guys. Well, we're going to get to that. And I was just reminded that the end of the world's tomorrow. Wow. You know, sometimes I'm on the Just in Time program and I get the stuff at the last minute, so I guess that's kind of it. But, you know, we're doing our light work tonight, so I'm sure we can, you know, add energy. So it's, you know, not going to end for the world. Although I saw this really funny joke about the rapture, and they were telling, you know, you guys, you can do this, okay? This is going to be fun, okay? Go out and buy, or, you know, grab some old shoes and an old pair of pants or a dress, you know, something old with a, you know, old pair of shoes, socks, that kind of thing. And then just go around town and, you know, put the put them all over the place. You know, they're going to think that those people raptured up, right? And that they're left. God, I know. This is my Michigan sense of humor. So what I'm saying is go get the old clothes and just put it like anywhere. You know, the clothes and the shoes, like, you know, they got sucked up into the universe. Well, like I said, it's been a weird week for me, and I'm sure it might be a little odd 1 week for you, too. And we have gone through the equinox yesterday. And God, sometimes those changes of the seasons just kind of sneak up on me, you know. It's like the full moon. Every single month it comes, and you turn around, and it's there. Okay, so like I said, we are going to do a little bit of work tonight, and I just want to say one thing about the Republicans. I mean, God, aren't those guys a hoot? They are the most sickest people on the planet, and they are so unenlightened and disconnected to the Creator, and that's why we give them so much attention, huh? So, you know, Republicans are willing to throw millions of America under the bus, to destroy 1/6 of the economy, and to do untold damage to working class citizens for principles so repulsive that they must be hidden. You know, these guys are worse than slugs. It's time for citizens, elected officials, and other stakeholders to really expose the true reasons for dismantling Obamacare and have an open debate about the underlying philosophies and assumptions guiding this war against the American electorate. Now, the real underlying Republican logic is this, in my mind's eye, and this is how I see it. Now, the rich and privileged view taxes spent on social welfare as theft of their wealth and redistribution to the undeserving. And if you're not really rich and privileged, that means us guys. Now, the Republicans, they want to permanently dismantle all aspects of the welfare state. And if you don't think that's not true, what do you think they're trying to do? And to prevent voters from being able to ever vote for social welfare programs of any kind through disenfranchisement and nullification. And the Republicans want to make their policies permanent and impossible to revoke. You're just warm and fuzzy guys. They want to deliver political power to the local and state levels, where local politicians can act with impunity and without any federal interference. And true Republican logic is that white racist men rule. So let's cancel clear, cancel clear, cancel clear. So let's do a little chanting and for these Republicans, all right? And so y'all should know what the words are. We tweak it a little bit, but may divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. Okay. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans now. Now, I said I was going to ask you to chant with me, so I'm going to ask you to chant with me. And we're going to do this three times, all right? May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans now. So be it. And when you chant and you use the power of the spoken word, come on, that's creation. So when you join me in chanting, shout this out. It really is important, and we really want this to manifest now. You may have noticed that, there's a lot of natural disasters that have gone on. So we're going to do a little bit of light work for all those who have actually gone through a natural disaster. So in your mind's eye, see all those places all over the world. It's just not limited to Texas and Florida and the United States. We've got floods and famine and fires all over the world. Hurricanes up the wazoo, and this ain't man-made stuff, guys. You know darn well when you've got three hurricanes all in the same path, that's not Mother Nature. Nope, 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 nope. However, I believe that what we're seeing on the planet is not natural. It is all man-made, and we're also going to work on that tonight. The harp that's creating this out of balance weather. And, these guys are really smart, because if you want to make it look like Mother Nature, you just wait for the season. They don't bring the hurricanes out of season. That would look unnatural. So these people that are working with weather are not dummies, and they don't care about anybody anymore. Not about the little people, not about you and I. So in your mind's eye, I want you to see all these people that have gone through natural disasters. And I want you to join me in sending energy to all those people that have gone through a natural disaster, their family and friends that have gone through it with them, whether or not they've been in that area or not. So let's send the violet flame to all those areas where those disasters have taken place. And I want you to see the violet flame releasing all from the post-traumatic stress and trauma that they're experiencing. And now we're going to surround everyone in a pink flame of love. We ask that everyone is reconnected to the Creator to again become an awakened spiritual being and see everyone being filled with new ideas on how to move forward and rebuild their lives. We also see the government releasing the needed funds so people can rebuild their lives. So chant a little bit with me. Now this is, may divine peace, calm, and divine inspiration descend on all now. May divine peace, calm, and divine inspiration descend on all now. May divine peace, calm, and divine inspiration descend on all now. And may divine peace, calm, and divine inspiration awaken within all now. May divine peace, calm, and divine inspiration awaken within all now. May divine peace, calm, and divine inspiration awaken within all now. So be it. So just blast everybody with light and love and just this very gentle, gentle, peaceful energy, and just see it. You know, that energy just kind of, you know, descending on everybody, gentle, loving, and kind. And see everyone reconnecting to the Creator and moving forward. And the governments releasing funds to those people that are in need. All right, fill it up with much love and send it with much love and take a deep breath and release it. Well, we are having a pattern interrupt tonight. I'm not doing my usually light circle. So the next energy work, we're going to work on Korea and Trump and the War Hawks, and we're going to work on the harp. And if we have time, putting white male racist in their positions of harmlessness. So if you got your crystal, grab your crystal if you don't have it already. And let's create a circle. So sit down, feet flat on the floor, straight up, and hands in your lap. And I want you to imagine yourself reconnecting to the Creator and feel this incredible divine energy come pouring down into your body. And you're filling up with this incredible high vibration healing light. And now I want you to imagine yourself in this huge stadium that, I mean, it seats 400,000 people, all like mine, all light workers, ready to put their creative energies work in divine service, in love. So you got people to the right, people to the left, and in your mind's eye, imagine yourself holding their hands. And in the center of the stadium, we're going to put this 100-ton crystal to amplify our work, and then we're going to create bubbles of light over that. So now send love and light to the right, and as the energy flows, we're going to call to all the angels, the archangels, and invite them in, air, earth, fire, and water, the elemental kingdom. And we're going to ask the gods and goddesses, past, present, and future, to add their energy to what we're doing, and our ancestors to join us, all the old ancient cultures responsible for holding light on the planet, the Aborigines, the Kahunas, the medicine men and women, And we're going to ask that you all add your energy to what we're doing, and anybody else doing light work tonight, see it being done and being amplified and added to our circle. Now send love and light to the left. And as the circle flows to the left, the circle is now closed. So only that which is light may enter. And we're going to ask the trees to join us and see the trees. Ask the trees to send this energy work into the earth so the earth can feel it and remain stable and energized. And out through the branches, this energy goes like antennas so everyone can feel the positive vibrations. We're going to call to all the rocks, stones, crystals, minerals, all the earth keepers, the rocks in the Smithsonian and the crystal grid around Washington. Block in to the crystal in the center and amplifier work over 100,000 fold. We called while the grids, ley lines, meridians, domes, obelisks, pyramid to link in to what we're doing. And I'm going to ask that everyone participating receives the healing tonight, and that Mother, Father, God, you guide us into doing not our will, but thy will be done. So take a deep breath. We're going to release the hands and feel again this very high energy come in and flow out your heart chakra into the center. And we're going to form a bubble of light in that center. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put in everybody that does witchcraft, voodoo, any kind of satanic work, anything that's not of light and that's done to hurt or harm anyone, any way, any harm, any way of manipulating anybody. See all these beings in this bubble of light, and we're going to cut ties to their dark works. We're going to cut ties to their covens, to their groups, to their what they want to take forward, to their plans, their agendas. And as all that ties, all those ties are cut, we're going to call the violet flame through everything to transmute all that dark energy. And we're going to cut free any elemental, any being that they're using, misusing. And those beings that they're misusing, we're going to ask that they're able to reconnect to the Creator, to become an awakened spiritual being again, and that the angels do whatever they have to do to free those people from them. And doing it in a way where no one is hurt or harmed. And we're also going to cut ties to the elemental kingdom that they command or try to command. And as those ties to the elementals are cut, we call the violet flame through them to clean them up, the angel light energy to heal. We fill them up with love and we command them to be neutral, to only emit love. And we're going to ask all those beings to stop doing that dark work. And if they choose to go forward into light, which is their free will, to continue to do their dark work, we're going to ask, which, like I said, is their free will. We're going to ask their higher self and their guardian angel to put them in a position of harmlessness. We're going to surround them in a bubble of mirror. The mirror faces them. It's 2 inches from their nose. And as long as they do that dark work, that energy stays contained in that bubble of mirror. But we're going to add the violet flame to it to transmute that energy so they have no forward movement. And this bubble of mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until they do works of good. And we're going to cut ties and transmute and make invisible all their advertising that they're trying to draw people into the dark side. Let that not even be able to get out there, that energy. Let it may be completely and totally invisible so no one sees it. All right, we're going to fill everything up with light and love and so much light, guys. Just keep blasting them with light and blasting them with light and blasting them with light. All right, now let's take a deep breath and actually release it. Okay, so again, we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put Korea and Trump. So let's again combine our creative energies as one, and let's call divine peace, divine calm, divine peaceful thoughts, divine mutually beneficial solutions of peace, divine inspiration on how both sides can stand down without losing face, descending down on all decision makers and military in both North and South Korea, as well as the United States, now. And of course, we put all these beings in this bubble of light. Let's remove all war energy from around Trump, his staff, and the Pentagon decision makers, replacing it with divine calm and divine logic that will create peace. We called Ganesha to put up all kinds of blocks in Trump's path of starting any more wars, nor able to go pre-strike on Korea nor any other country. We also call on the higher selves of everyone in the Senate and Congress to put all their egos aside and stop all Trump's military actions now. See, Trump being impeached and all his cabinet being fired and replaced with human light workers. See the violet flame being anchored in Korea, China, Pentagon, and everyone where Trump is residing at any given time. The flame is now transmuting all war energy of war, allowing the situation to neutralize itself, creating peace. We call to all elementals to join us now and infest all military equipment that either side will use against each other and on their own kind to break this equipment down. We call to the fleas, mites, rats, snakes, bees, all insects to now infest all military equipment, as well as mold, rust, and fleas infesting all the computers used to launch any military rockets, rending them neutral. We cut ties to all these elementals of war to their masters and all who will operate them, violet flame them to transmute all dark energies to light. We send the angel light energy to heal them now. See all this equipment being reconnected to the Creator, filling up with light and now choosing to be neutral, to not work correctly, and keep being unfunctional. We call the higher selves of all decision makers and ask them to step forward into the light and reconnect to the Creator, making decisions of peace. And if they choose not to, which is their free will, we ask their higher selves to put them in positions of harmlessness, meaning they have a great desire to retire, to be with their families, and replace with a person of peace. So let's call divine peace, divine calm, divine peaceful thoughts, divine mutually beneficial solutions of peace, divine inspiration on how both sides can stand down without losing face, descending down on all decision makers and military in both North and South Korea, as well as the United States now. Let's call divine peace, divine calm, divine peaceful thoughts, divine mutual beneficial solutions of peace, divine inspiration on how both sides can stand down without losing face, descending down on all decision makers and military in both North and South Korea, as well as the United States now. One more time. Let's call divine peace, divine calm, divine peaceful thoughts, divine mutually beneficial solutions of peace, divine inspiration on how both sides can stand down without losing face, descending down on all decision makers and military in both North and South Korea, as well as the United States now. Let the energy of Mercury in retrograde allow all their plans to fall apart. And nevertheless, not our will, but thy will be done. So let's fill it up with light and love. And take a deep breath and release it. All right, let's create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're again going to put Trump and all his war hawk advisors in this bubble. So we call the higher self of President Trump to help him reconnect to the Creator, becoming an awakened spiritual being that will now look for peaceful solutions with other countries, including Korea. Let's send energy to that spark of light that is left in Trump, now to his heart. And as the energy flows to the heart, it's now directed to the brain, so he makes compassionate decisions. So chant with me. May divine enlightenment descend on all war hawks and Trump now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all war hawks and Trump now. May divine enlightenment descend on all war hawks and Trump now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all war hawks and Trump now. May divine enlightenment descend on all war hawks and Trump now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all war hawks and Trump now. We also cut ties. Trump has with his Jewish mafia and all dark groups that are trying to control him, including Russia, Nazis, Steve Bannon, and all war hawks. Let's also remove all dark energy overlays around Trump that is stopping him from becoming an awakened spiritual being, taking right action for all of humanity. Now we ask Trump's higher self to help him reconnect to the Creator, becoming an awakened spiritual being who will protect land, water from any nuclear war. We cut ties between Trump and all war hawks who think nuclear is okay with Korea or anyone. We ask that their higher selves remove all ego from all war hawks and Trump, and the might is right. Nuclear is a solution from their energy fields to be replaced with ideas on how to move forward through negotiations. We call the Ganesha to put up many obstacles in the path of the president and all his war hawk advisors so they cannot start a nuclear war with anyone. We call the higher selves of all generals to stop all nuclear war talks with Korea, insisting on negotiations. Let their voices be heard over all war hawks with peaceful negotiations being conducted. May divine enlightenment descend on all war hawks and Trump now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all war hawks and Trump now. May divine enlightenment descend on all war hawks and Trump now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all war hawks and Trump now. One more time. May divine enlightenment descend on all war hawks and Trump now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all war hawks and Trump now. We call the higher selves of all those that are in control of the nuclear bombs to help them be connected to the Creator. As they become awakened spiritual beings, they will refuse to send out nukes if called to and stand down. We call the higher selves of all the government agencies to step forward and make Trump divest from all his corporate holdings, and if he refuses, which is his free will, then let him be put in a position of harmlessness, which can mean Trump is impeached for his actions and replaced with a light worker. We also call to all his propaganda ministers to now speak truth and the press to hold them accountable for their words. See all veils of dark energy removed from the masses so they see truth. Let's send energy to all the people who are standing firm against Trump's policies that are not for the benefit of humankind or the earth and all he does. Let them be divinely guided to right actions. We call the higher selves of the Trump family to see that nuclear is not the solution and convince their father to stand down and negotiate with Korea now. We're also going to ask that all energy overlays over Trump, any veils of magic around him, be removed now. Let the psychiatrist be brought in to do a psychiatric evaluation about this man And when they prove that he is not fit to be president through the 25th Amendment, see him being removed, replaced. We're also going to send energy to Robert Mueller and all the people that are working with him. We're going to ask that Ganesha remove all obstacles in their way, in his way, that's keeping him from getting information and being perfect and exact and moving forward with incredible quantum speed. Let justice prevail. All right, one more time. May divine enlightenment descend on all war hawks and Trump now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all war hawks and Trump now. Let peace prevail on earth. Fill it up with light and love. And let's take a deep breath and release it. So again, we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put in all the HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, and I don't mean the musical instrument. This is weather manipulation. And all the HAARP stations are going to go into this bubble of light. And also, let's unite our creative energies and direct it at whatever is causing the high-pitched sound we now hear all the time. And see all those facilities implode and breaking down, no longer able to function. So we called Michael the Archangel to come forward with your sword of blue flame to cut ties to all HAARP programs on the planet, wherever they are located, and cut all ties to every piece of equipment of the HAARP program from whomever or whatever created you, no matter what material it's made out of, rock, mineral, plant, animal, or extraterrestrial based anything. As the ties are cut, I call the violet flame through all the elementals in the HAARP programs to cleanse and purify their energies of all negative vibrations they have taken on. See the violet flame transmuting and repurifying this energy back to light. We fill them up with the energy of the angel light to heal them. Now we reconnect these elementals to the Creator, seeing them fill up again with God's pure divine love. Now we command them to be neutral, to not work, to break down, and to keep breaking down. We ask the angels to go forth and direct some of this energy to all the weak spots in the HAARP machinery and have permission to bend metal or move any loose wire that helps break the machines down, doing so in a way where no one or anything will be hurt or harmed. We ask that all computers connected to the HAARP program breaking down and all the information on them goes invisible as we put lots of magnets on their hard drives and all their backup systems. Surround all the electrical equipment with such high energy that anyone who goes around them can't function and goes dyslexic. Just around the equipment. Putting in wrong information and are just being very forgetful and consciously making mistakes in the HAARP program with every action. We also call the higher selves of all people working on the HAARP in any way and ask that they now also become confused, forgetful, and dysfunctional as soon as they enter the gates. Imagine everyone starting to think all the HAARP locations are haunted, finding reasons to transfer out of the program to programs that are beneficial to humanity or go into the private sector, being replaced with a light worker or no one. Imagine everyone starting to think. We again call to Michael the Archangel to take his sword of blue flame and cut all ties to all the cars, trucks, company buses, helicopters, or planes to get to work. We call the violet flame through them to clean their energies up, the angel light energy to heal, reconnect them to God, and we command them to be neutral, to keep breaking down till their owners decide to get another job that is not harmful to any life forms. We ask it also be done for all harp locations all over the world. Now, we also ask for Michael the Archangel and Ganesha to remove all obstacles, all the cosmic beings, and the Creator to cut all ties to all artificial plasma in the atmosphere that was Harp Reptilian created, that creates a mirror. And as we cut the ties to their masters, we call the violet flame through all the cells, atoms, molecules, DNA of the plasma to clean it up. Now we reconnect it all to the Creator, filling it all up with divine love. We command it to be neutral and no longer function. See the plasma breaking up and neutralizing itself. Let it not be able to form any square or ring frequency patterns. We place a mirror in front of the mirror to return all signals and frequencies back to the harp stations. As this is done, we see all the harp equipment imploding on itself. All computers connected with the harp overloading with this energy that was sent back, causing many overloads. We command, again, the elemental kingdom, the bees, snakes, flies, ants, birds, fleas, all bugs and mold organisms, microorganisms, to infest all this harp electronic equipment. We also cut the ties to military buoys that connect to the harp stations and their dark masters that they use for weather control. We command that all these buoys be contained in a circle of cement with a lead overlay to jam all frequencies, placing all these buoys in a position of harmlessness. We command the Goddess of Truth to bring all knowledge up to the people that can put these harp facilities in a position of harmlessness. As these harp facilities break down, we see all life forms reconnect to the Creator, becoming awakened spiritual divine happy beings, and our weather go back to what is real normal. Nevertheless, not our will, but thy will be done. And let's fill this up with a lot of light and love and take a deep breath and release it. So let's do another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put in all elected officials all over the world. So we ask the Archangel Michael to cut ties to our elected officials have to greed and control of humanity. See all ties to any black magic that is amplifying their greed and lack of empathy toward the masses be removed from all elected officials' energy fields. We cut all ties to their party loyalty that keeps them from making compassionate decisions. Let's send love to their hearts that flow to the brain. We ask the Creator to shut the reptilian brain down and open up the part of the brain that is connected to the Creator. We also ask that the Goddess of Truth to step in and bring out total transparency with all their backroom dealings. We ask Ganesha to put up lots of blocks around any program that is to serve the rich, being replaced with social programs that will help the poor. We ask all these beings to step forward into the light, and if they choose not to, which is their free will, we ask their higher selves and guardian angels to put them in a position of harmlessness, to replace with a human light worker who is filled with compassion and desire to help the masses. So shall we do a little chanting? May divine enlightenment descend on all elected officials now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all elected officials now. May divine enlightenment descend on all elected officials now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all elected officials now. One more time. May divine enlightenment descend on all elected officials now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all elected officials now. So be it. Fill it up with light and love. Take a deep breath and release it. So again, let's create another bubble of light. And if y'all don't mind, we're going to put Washington, DC in this bubble. So let's anchor the violet flame in Washington, D.C., and see it just go outward from there and transmute all satanic ceremonies. We cut all ties between everyone's hidden agendas and all energy of white supremacy, fascism, transmuting that energy again through the violet ray. We ask that all dark energy veils be removed from everyone living in this area, and their higher selves help them reconnect to the Creator, becoming awakened spiritual beings. Now let's blast Washington, D.C. with light. Come on. Imagine all this light going there. Light, light, light. Love, love, love. Light, light, light. May divine enlightenment descend on Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment awaken within Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment descend on Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment awaken within Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment descend on Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment awaken within Washington, D.C. now. All right, fill it up with light and love, and let's take a deep breath and release it. All right, let's create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, let's put all of humanity and all reptilians, all life forms, and let's create divine feminine and masculine balance. In the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy awaken within everyone now. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy awaken within everyone now. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy awaken within everyone now. Let's send divine light and divine male field male balance to all obelisks, domes, pyramids, meridian, grid matrices, all ley lines, and all the power spots on the planet. We'll now anchor the violet flame at the base of these sacred sites to burn 24/7, 365 days a year, transmuting any energy that tries to distort this new balanced energy. Let's now clear all blocks and veils placed over Earth that is keeping both sexes from integrating with their divine feminine, divine masculine. We also cut ties and remove all ancestral ancestry that is holding the divine energy back. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy awaken within everyone now. I call to the higher self of everyone on earth to reawaken the knowledge and soul remembrance of what it's like to be in perfect balance and harmony with your balanced masculine and feminine side, and what it feels like to be connected with divine energy in your mind's eye. See light being added to humanity's DNA structure. See this change become a new old soul memory changing inside Mother Earth's DNA structure as well. See this divine light being directed to everyone's hearts and brains, especially the part of the brain that's reptilian, adding emotions and feelings to that part of the reptilian and human brains cosmos wide. We now call the higher selves of everyone on the planet and ask that as a group, we petition to Helios and Vista, allowing the violet flame to blaze through Earth and all humanity to erase the past, present, and future karma created from the off-balance patriarchal energy. I called to Michael the Archangel to cut all ties and binds from humanity and reptilians, the earth angels, elementals, and the unbalanced masculine patriarchal energy. As the ties and binds are cut, see them being transmuted by the violet flame. See those empty spaces being filled with the divine inspiration, wisdom, and divine heart to function from. Replace this energy with divine matriarchy that walks alongside of their divine partner. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy awaken within everyone now. We command that this integration with humankind be gentle, loving, and kind. And let humanity apply this new energy in very practical ways. Now, in your mind's eye, see this balance affecting all generations, backwards and forwards, as a ripple of water flowing in harmony with nature. See a burst of balanced divine energy affecting all incarnations on earth at once. See everyone's DNA cells, atoms, and molecules raised to a higher vibration of divine light, creating divine balance. I command that all people and groups standing behind the patriarchal energy step into the violet flame and walk in the light. And if they choose to continue their work, which is their free will, then we ask the Creator and their higher selves to put them in a position of harmlessness now. We call the higher selves of all women on the planet, young, old babies, female babies in the womb. I call to Michael the Archangel and Shiva to cut all ties to patriarchy, slavery, prostitution, sexism, women not respecting each other. Cut the ties to fear of men and not being equal. Remove all soul memory of rape, incest, slavery, racism, and circumcision. Cleanse this energy by the violet flame into the light, then fill this new space with divine inspiration, wisdom, hope, creativity, and strength to go forward in positive quantum waves. Remove the blocks, Oka Nation, that are keeping women from fulfilling their divine missions. This allows the divine feminine energy to manifest in all women. Let us cut the ties, binds, energy overlays, and soul memory of whatever it was in history to make men fear and want to control women. As we cut those ties, we violet flame that energy to transmute it back to love, respect for each other, allowing divine feminine and divine masculine energy to manifest now. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy awaken within everyone now. Now we call the higher selves of all men to open up a sacred space so they may step forward into the light, allowing themselves to be reconnected to the Creator. Cut all the ties, Michael the Archangel and Shiva, to unbalance, fear of women, patriarchy, genocide, rape, pillage, plunder, incest, greed, power, gladiator mentality, military war, might is right mentality, from their energy field, cells, atoms, molecules, all the way down to their DNA, going backwards and forwards through all their incarnations. As this energy is released, we call the violet flame through them and all their works that are misdirected. Cut all ties to all dark satanic energy and negative ceremonies that are being done to keep men in a stuck patriarchal consciousness that allows them to manipulate humanity and greed for earth and the earth for greed and profit. As it's released, we call divine male-female balance consciousness to be enhanced in their hearts and God part of their brain flowing through their bodies, touching every cell, atom, molecule, all the internal organs, including their DNA. May this integration with everyone be gentle, loving, and kind. We see men's higher selves guiding them, accepting divine matriarchy and opening up their heart, throat, and crown chakras as they release all the old patriarchal thought forms that no longer serve anyone. As these centers open, see them being very balanced, loving, kind, generous, peaceful, supporting women and groups that are in the light. Let men awaken to their divine missions, bringing a lot of fulfillment and comfort to them that they're doing their heart's callings, which brings about feelings of peace and contentment. In dream time, let men dream of all the pastimes, lives that they've lived, where men and women respected each other, living and treating each other with much compassion and kindness, living together in harmony, bringing that loving energy into the physical, putting it all into practice in this current lifetime. May the divine balance, divine feminine, masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the balance, divine feminine, masculine energy awaken within everyone now. We call the higher selves of all male groups that are suppressing women to step forward into the light. And if they choose not to step forward, which is their free will, may the angels and their higher selves put them in a position of harmlessness. We call to all the balanced men on the planet to speak out against this repression. Defend all women. And come to the women's aid on all levels. See women, allowing women to be equal divine and conscious beings. All right, so may the divine balance, divine feminine masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the divine feminine masculine energy awaken within everyone now. All right, we got to close the circle. We are really low on time. Let's do three ohms. Om, 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 shanti, shanti, shanti. May all the divine beings in all the worlds be happy. All right, guys, ground. Put your feet flat on the floor. Feel that earth energy come up. Feel yourself begin to center. Become very back in body. For those of you that have hematite hold it after the store, the show's over, if you still have, if you're still high, then go hug a tree. Okay, we're still in spring. Send all your excess energy into the tree. The tree's gonna love it. And then after like 30 seconds, ask the tree to send you energy back, and you will ground. Thank you guys tonight. I know I was a little off. I got to go swim today. I spent all day kayaking. So if my voice is a little gone, it's I had fun today. My bad. I've got some new fish videos that I've took. And if you want to see what that's like, then golly jeepers, go to my Facebook page. I'll post it. And then go to my YouTube page. Almost all of my UPRN shows are on there. And you know, if you want to do curse removal or even soul retrievals, it's also on the YouTube. Anyway, I hope you all have a really, really great week. Stay positive. Send positive light and energy to everywhere. And, you know, y'all can chant. May divine energy descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. I thought I would get it. Okay. May you all be filled with your heart's desires. Send light and love to the United States. Send the violet flame to Trump, to the War Hawks, to everyone in the Pentagon, to the senators, the Congress. You know, we really, really need your help, guys. And thank you again for listening tonight. I am so grateful. And I can't say thank you enough other than I wish on you that your heart's desire manifests. And with that, I bid you aloha. Come to Hawaii and visit. Big Island, Honoka'a, Kathy's Angel, Crystals, Miracles, and Joy. Aloha.
Target Red Card now has new benefits you'll love. Save 5% every day, plus get exclusive extras. Apply for a Red Card debit or credit card now and save on, saver. Some restrictions apply. Visit target.com/redcard for Red Card program rules.